The main news on Uza Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Uza Radio main news broadcast at 17:45 hours. The headlines in local news: Chief Wunda Wunda praises President Hichilema for preventing starvation after drought. AIPAC demands action on Sinometals over alleged pollution report cover up. In international news, prominent Ukrainian politician Andriy Parupi shot dead in Lviv. In sports news, FAS urges fans to purchase tickets early for Morocco crash. With the news in detail, my name is Adija Mbewe. My name is Adija Mbewe. In local news, Chief Wunda Wunda of Rufusa District has praised President Hichilema for preventing starvation in the country following the 2024 drought. The traditional leader commended the president and his administration for ensuring that no Zambian died from hunger during the challenging period. Chief Wunda Wunda made the remarks in Rumfusa today when Fisheries and Livestock Minister Peter Kapala and Lusaka Province Minister Shiu Muliata paid a courtesy call ahead of the Chiwela Kamushi traditional ceremony taking place in his chiefdom. He also thanked the government for facilitating developmental activities in his area through the Constituency Development Fund, CDF. Representing President Hichilema at the ceremony, Minister Peter Kapala emphasized the importance of sustaining national unity regardless of ethnic background. Meanwhile, Minister Shiu Muliata reaffirmed the government's appreciation for its partnership with traditional leaders in driving development within the chiefdoms. Civil Society for Poverty Reduction, CSPR, has empowered 6 community facilitators with bicycles in Choma District to improve access and communication between the people and government structures. CSPR Board Chairperson Partner Sia Butuba says that the project is focused on empowering women and youths on accountability and public resources. Sia Butuba explained that the project aims to bridge the gap that exists between local authorities and communities. He says that the bicycles will solve the challenge of mobility in conducting outreach programs and monitoring various government initiatives. Sia Butuba says that CSPR will continue supplementing government efforts in monitoring service delivery, as doing so will help combat corruption and accusations of corruption. Choma District Administration Officer Hope Chiposo says that the government remains committed to co-working with CSPR to ensure that communities thrive. Chiposo urged the community facilitators to continue engaging with ward development communities and committees and community welfare assistance committees to achieve inclusive development. Chiefs in Kachivia District have urged the government to proceed with the constitutional amendment process to allow for the delimitation of constituencies. The call was made yesterday when the Speaker of the National Assembly, Nelly Muti, paid a courtesy call on Senior Chief Kopa, Chief Luchembe, Chief Kavinga and Chief Mpepo during her tour of Muchinga Province. Speaking on behalf of the traditional leaders, Chief Kavinga says that the delimitation of constituencies would promote equitable distribution of resources and fast-track development across the country. The chiefs also commended President Hakainde Hichilema and his administration for increasing the Constituency Development Fund CDF allocation to 36.1 million kwacha, saying Kachibia District has recorded unprecedented progress as a result. Moti is on a provincial tour where she is visiting all constituency offices to check on their operations and engage with stakeholders. Still in local news, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation has reaffirmed Zambia's commitment to regional development and economic diplomacy by validating the SADC Resource Mobilization Strategy. A national workshop held at Lazia Executive Lodge in Chilanga marked a key milestone in operationalizing Zambia's national and regional linkages under the Southern African Development Community SADC frame. Speaking on behalf of the Ministry's Permanent Secretary for International Relations and Cooperation, Etambuyu Anamela Gudasen, Director of Development, Cooperation and International Organizations, Luva Simungandi, emphasized that the strategy developed in December 2024 aligns with Zambia's broader foreign policy pillar on economic diplomacy. The ministry took this approach with confidence that it would harness regional economic partnerships to accelerate industrialization, broaden Zambia's export base, and attract strategic foreign investment. This aligns with the country's long-term vision for sustainable development through regional integration. He further highlighted that the resource mobilization strategy is designed to support the comprehensive implementation of SADC regional integration programs at the national level. The ministry underscored the importance of enhanced stakeholder collaboration to ensure coherent and effective execution. He noted that successful integration depends on collective ownership and strategic alignment across sectors. Defense Minister Ambrose Lufuma says the defense wings are working rigorously to ensure food security is not compromised even amidst maize export. Lufuma says that in an event the country is adversely hit with climatic conditions that affect agricultural activities, the defense wings are ramping up their hectareage of cultivation from the over 900 hectares are cultivated this year to over 2,000 hectares next year. He says that as part of this target, the defense wings will commence irrigation farming to cushion any possible shortfall that may arise due to weather unpredictability in the next farming season. Lufuma is hopeful that the targeted farming expansions, which the defense wings intend to cultivate, will aid in sustaining Zambia's food security in the long run and make it the hub of agricultural bumper harvest. The minister has expressed confidence in the defense forces' ability to take on the challenge, stating that cultivating over 2,000 hectares is achievable. And finally, in local news, the Acton Institute for Police Analysis Center, AIPSC, has called on the government to fine Sinometals Limited and suspend its operations following revelations that the mine lied about the extent of the impact of the recent dam collapse at the company's site. AIPSC Executive Director Solomon Ngoma has accused Sinometals of lying to authorities and failing to disclose impact assessment reports, which he says has endangered surrounding communities. Ngoma says the Zambia Environmental Management Agency, ZEMA, and the Ministry of Mines must investigate the incident thoroughly and ensure those responsible are held accountable, while urging the government to facilitate compensation and support to affected families. He has also called for wider transparency in the mining sector, saying the failure to inform the public about potential risks of the Sinometals pollution of the Kafue River amounted to a betrayal of citizens' rights to environmental safety and public health. The AIPSC Executive Director has also urged the government to hold the Chinese government accountable for the actions of its companies operating in Zambia. We now take a short break, but still to come is international and sports news. Don't go away.
is here for you.